For those that don't know, we have Jennifer Thorne coming up next, reading Ms. Hortensia, hologram herself.
The woman was bent out of shape by the curved peephole glass, but I could still see she was holding some kind of pamphlet. I was in no mood to be saved, but her knocking was urgent, so I opened the door. My son read this, and it upset him. Your daughter is stuffing her weird homemade books into our little library box, and I would like her to stop. She pushed the small book with the pages folded in half and binding of crooked staples into my hand. This isn't my daughter's, I say. This book is by Hortensia Hologram. But even as I'm saying it, I feel foolish. Hortensia Hologram is obviously the pseudonym of a 9-year-old. How do you know it's my daughter? I asked, feeling more sure by the moment that it was. Because once a week she arrives on her scooter and stuffs copies into our little library. This week I followed her home. I've spoken to other families in the little library network, and she's putting them in theirs as well. There's a network? I asked. Excuse me? There's a network of little libraries? You all talk to each other? That is beside the point, she said. I couldn't help visualizing it, the network, like some sort of Illuminati for little libraries, and the alert they sent out about the problem of Hortensia Hologram. After she left and the door was closed, it was just me and your little book, titled 7 Ways to Know for Sure There Is Something Wrong with You, by Hortensia Hologram. Page 1. Dear reader, have you ever thought there might be something wrong with you? I used to think that too, and then a doctor figured out it's true. But you don't have to see a doctor or tell your parents, because I've created this easy, squeezy 7-step quiz to figure out for sure if there is something wrong with you. Sincerely, Miss Hortensia Hologram herself. Each page in your book was a single question. The reader could circle yes or no underneath each question. At the end of the book, they were supposed to total their answers. 4 or more yeses was proof that there was something wrong with them. So it wasn't really 7 steps. It was more like 7 questions. But that, as our new friend in the Little Library Network might have said, was beside the point. 1. Do you like some foods, but other foods taste gross? 2. Is it hard to sit still if you really, really have to pee? 3. Do you have to close your eyes when you sneeze? 4. When you hold this paper to your nose, does everything look blurry? Already, 4 questions in, there was clearly something wrong with me. All the questions were in this vein. I scored 7 out of 7. Most everyone would. I pictured them all, unsure in their beds, your quiz lying beside them. You must have felt so powerful, Miss Hortensia Hologram, deciding the parameters for once, and placing us all squarely in the wrong.